Joined now by our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, professor of practice, Department of Political Science, University of New Hampshire. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Tommy. How are things down there?
Well, we always start with weather hold'em, which is kind of like poker, where I tell you what I got, then you tell me what you got in New Hampshire, and we see who wins. Right now, it's 59 degrees. It's going to go up to 71 today, and we have a 100% chance for rain. What you got there in New Hampshire?
We got 9, and I think it's going to go up to about 29. And
9.
Zero chance of rain.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Any snow?
A little bit on the ground, but no snow today.
I think I'd rather that than what we're going to have. Anyway, the president, in an interview over the weekend with Reuters, I believe it was, said that there would be chaos in the country, and that people, he wasn't worried about being impeached because if he was, the people would revolt. And I played this before you came on, Andy, but I wanted to do it just for you. As soon as he said that, this is the first thing I thought of.
I've come on the most urgent of business. It is said that the people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
Because, of course, I attach revolt with history of the world and the Count de Money. But anyway, before we get to, you know, what the reaction in the country and everything, people, I think, sometimes are jumping to impeach, remove from office, jail, et cetera. We're a long way away from any of that, are we not?
Absolutely. I mean, impeachment is a political act, but it's a political act that has to have some sort of legal background for it. And I think what we're in the phase of, if it gets to impeachment, is that the Democrats in the House of Representatives are going to have to put together a very, very strong legal case in order to bring to the American people first before they really even go to impeachment. And even with the Clinton case, where you had lying under oath by Bill Clinton in the Monica Lewinsky case, issue, it was still something that was a political thing, and the Clinton team fought back politically. So this is when you started hearing a lot of things about how lying about sex isn't a crime. Why is this impeachable, et cetera? And a good part of the public believed that. And the House and the Senate wasn't able to convict him because the political case wasn't strong enough. So it takes a long time to build a political case strong enough to impeach a president, let alone convict him.
For people that hate the president, and he can be rude, he can be a bit boorish at times, but for people that hate him and want him impeached because of the way he's acting, should they kind of be careful what they ask for, because they might just get it next time? It's not going to be their guy or woman.
Well, that's exactly what Democrats are saying right now about what happened under Clinton. They said, well, they impeached him for sex. Well, we can do the same thing with Trump, essentially, impeach him for the payments that were made to Stormy Daniels and the woman from Playboy as grounds for impeachment. And I think that's where Republicans are probably made the first bad call back in 1998, and Republicans are getting the other side of it now. So it is something that you have to be careful with, because people have long memories in Washington. In fact, there are a lot of the same players in the Congress that were there back in 1998. The other thing that Democrats have to be careful, though, about is that when Clinton was impeached, he actually improved the chances for Democrats winning in the 1998 midterms because the Democrats rallied around Clinton. And I think that's what Trump was alluding to by saying that the people, there'd be chaos in the streets, meaning that his supporters would rally around him. I'm not sure if that's the case, but that's the fear that you have to have, is that a good politician is able to get those supporters to back him in that political environment.
And I get a text that says, President Trump is not exaggerating. I believe it would be the beginning of a civil war. People are tired of the media's 100% dedication to put down the president. He could cure cancer tomorrow and they would not report on it. If even you're going to accept all of that is true, and I think there's a lot of opinion in that, but even if you're going to believe all of that, it's still only like, what is his base, 40%?
I think it's even less than that. I think that his base is probably in the 25 to 30% range, and you have a lot of Republicans that are defending him just because he's a Republican, not a Democrat, and Democrats are attacking. So I think his support is much smaller than that. But also, most people just don't care about politics most of the time. They just rather not pay attention to this. And you notice when Trump gets support, it's from his supporters that are coming out to see Trump. You don't see them doing much else in the way of protesting if Trump isn't personally involved. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that you have a group of supporters that are the kind of people that are going to take to the streets and have these large demonstrations. It's frankly something Republicans just don't do very well. They never have, whereas Democrats have been pretty good at it. And even Democrats, who when they have these big rallies, there's always the accusation that they've got essentially rent the mobs, that they're paying people to show up for these events. And so I just don't think that there would be that kind of revolt against the Democrats if they were to impeach Trump. And plus, you know, they don't have the Senate anyway. And if they were at the point where that there was a chance that Trump would lose an impeachment fight in the Senate and he would be convicted, boy, there'd be a lot of Republicans that would have backed away from him already by that time.
You know, somebody else texted this in, and I think it's a prude, whatever you call it, cogent one. It says, why do the I'm very conservative. I would smile and welcome Pence as president because although his comportment is different, some would say almost waxish if you look at the meeting that happened in the Oval Office the other day. But he's to the right of Donald Trump. And I think people should realize that we're not going to have a new election and we're not going to start all over anything else like that. Or Hillary Clinton's not going to be president. You're going to wind up with a guy to the right of Trump that might behave better, be a little more diplomatic in things. But are people even thinking this through or not, the Democrats?
I think the Democratic leadership is thinking it through, but they're in a position where they have to satisfy their base to a certain extent. They don't want to be in the position that Republicans have been in when they get elected and they aren't able to accomplish the things that they said that they were going to do on the campaign trail. Well, there are a lot of Democrats in the country that are assuming that the Democrats in the House are going to impeach Trump and he's going to be gone within the year. And I think you're right. If the scenario is that he is impeached and he is convicted, and Mike Pence becomes president, a President Pence would be very, very difficult to be beaten in 2020, because now you would have Republicans rallying around somebody that they could feel they could rally around rather than Trump, where there's going to be a lot of Republicans that are rather hesitant about that.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time as always. If we don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever it is we're supposed to say, and enjoy your 9 degrees.
Get the extra sweater out today.
I hear you. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tommy. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Andrew Smith, our guest, director of University of New Hampshire Survey Center, professor of practice. He's a political scientist, and he's about as down the middle a guy as we can find. Now, probably if you like Trump, you don't think he is. If you hate him, you don't think he is, which means he's pretty well down the middle.